On Tuesday, Florida became the first southern state since Reconstruction to have both chambers of its legislature controlled by the Republican Party. The shift took place even as President Clinton carried Florida, and it means that Florida Governor Lawton Chiles, like the president, will be a Democratic chief executive working with a Republican legislature. From Miami, NPR's Cheryl Duvall reports.
Republicans have been gaining strength steadily in Florida during the last 20 years. On Tuesday, the party won enough seats to assume leadership of the state House and Senate. The victory prompted Governor Lawton Chiles at a post-election news conference to recast his earlier statement that a Republican legislature would be his worst nightmare.
Certainly, when I was trying to get people to vote Democratic, I was attempting to state my best case. And I stated it, and the people have responded, and you won't hear me say that anymore.
Republicans also are calling for bipartisan peace. State Senator Tony Jennings, a Republican from Orlando, will become Senate president in the next session. Jennings has worked with the Democratic governor on Florida's welfare reform and other initiatives.
As will always happen, there would probably, much like a Democratic president and a Republican Congress, there will be some sparks that will fly. I think what we've got is a good check and balance, because for something to actually go through both of those processes means that it probably has the best of both sides working on it.
Republican control of the legislature doesn't necessarily portend a swing to the far right, says Susan McManus, a political scientist at the University of South Florida in Tampa.
Many of these new Republican legislators and re-elected Republican legislators, particularly House members, are from metropolitan areas where there are very diverse populations and where the Republicans are heavily dependent upon crossover votes from independents who tend to be pretty well educated and sensitive to diversity and social services and caring for the unfortunate, but also being fiscally conservative about it. I just don't think that they can afford to be extremists.
Democrats are certainly hoping that's the case. Peter Wallace, a St. Petersburg Democrat and outgoing Speaker of the Florida House, says certain issues his party blocked from passage, including public school vouchers and limits on abortion, will offer a test for the Republican-controlled state legislature.
It could choose confrontation, and particularly a confrontation with the governor, where very conservative legislation is passed when there's knowledge ahead that the legislation will be vetoed, or it could choose conciliation and work across partisan lines both in the House and with Governor Chiles. I believe the latter is the better course, the wiser course, both for Florida and for the Republican Party. But there's also, I think, a powerful emotional tug toward a more confrontational approach because of the many years that have passed since the Republicans had that leadership in the legislature.
Political scientist Susan McManus believes such partisan impulses did not guide most Floridians in this election, but she says she is concerned the vote may reflect growing generational tensions, with older voters influencing their lawmakers to beef up crime control and prison construction at the expense of social programs and schools that primarily affect the young.
I think you're going to see some very definite age-based legislative voting going on in Tallahassee, which is what makes Florida so intriguing to other states who are just behind us in terms of the aging curve, to the point of where some people have used Florida as a bellwether state to watch as America grows older.
Republican lawmakers say they will be able to balance the needs of the young with those of the old. Senate President Tony Jennings pledges that the Republican-controlled legislature will accomplish this by applying private sector-style audits and accountability measures to state government. Not, she added with a laugh, by going and changing all the laws overnight. In Miami, I'm Cheryl Duvall reporting.